I never heard this question before, but this year two people raised the following question, that they were not able to light Hanukkah candles on the first night of Hanukkah. They were traveling. And then the question is, on the second night, when they light for the first time, do they make the bracha of Shehechiyanu? Now, it's not that they totally ignored the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah on the first night. They had somebody else. In one case, they had a shaliach light for them in their home. In one case, they were yotze with other family members who lit in their home. So they were yotze the mitzvah on the first night. But they themselves didn't actually light and didn't make any brachos. So when they light on the second night, do they make a bracha of Shehechiyanu? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Tov Reish Ayin Vav, that if a person, even if he actually personally lights on the first night, and he says the brachos, but he doesn't say the brach of Shehechiyanu, then on the second night he would say the brach of Shehechiyanu. You don't lose out on the opportunity for Shehechiyanu just because it's not the first night. If you didn't say it on the first night, you would say it thereafter, on the second night, or whenever you remember. So that would seem to be a very clear answer. However, Poskim discussed, does it make a difference? Maybe it's even less likely that you'll say Shehechiyanu if you didn't light at all. If you were yotze with somebody else, and they made all the brachos, including Shehechiyanu. So then do we assume that you're yotze entirely with them, and including with their Shehechiyanu, and you don't make a Shehechiyanu when you light on the second night? Or no, do we say that you didn't make a Shehechiyanu yet, and therefore you still have to do so when you do actually light? So the Bach writes that even though you can be yotze with someone else lighting candles for you, he says that fulfills the mitzvah of lighting that's on the household. That your chayiv is part of your household to have candles lit, and that you're yotze with somebody else. But in addition to that, there's a personal obligation of Shevach Vodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the brach of Shasan Nisim and the brach of Shehechiyanu, and that you cannot be yotze with somebody else. And therefore, you have not yet been yotze this aspect of the obligation, and you would make the Shehechiyanu on the second night. The Magen Avraham disagrees. And the Magen Avraham says that that the Bach is only saying this because of a different sheet of the Bach. That the Bach holds that, let's say on the first night, or any night for that matter, but let's say the first night, that I'm yotze with somebody else lighting for me. So would I then, if I see Hanukkah candles elsewhere, would I say the Birchas Aroa, would I say She'asa Nisim, and Shehechiyanu potentially on the first night, when I see someone else's candles? Right? If a person doesn't like candles at all, and he sees Hanukkah candles that are lit, he can still say the bracha of Shas and Nisim, and even Shehechiyanu on the first night. So, or do we say, no, that since you're being yotze with someone lighting for you, then you don't make any brachos. You're already yotze with those brachos that were made. So the Bach says, if someone lights for you in your home, and then you see candles lit somewhere else, you do say Shas and Nisim, and you would say Shehechiyanu. So Magen Avraham says, you see, he holds that you're not yotze at all with the brachos that someone makes when they light for you. But the Magen Avraham writes, many poskim disagree with this, and they say that if you see candles, you would not say Shas and Nisim and Shehechiyanu if someone lit for you in your house. So based on that, the Magen Avraham says, must be that we hold that you really are totally yotze, even the personal aspect of the obligation when someone lights on your behalf in your house. And therefore, if that happened on the first night, and they said a Shehechiyanu, you would not make a Shehechiyanu when you light on the second night. That's the psak of the Magen Avraham, and this is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah as well, that you would not make the Shehechiyanu thereafter. Nonetheless, this remains an open debate, and many modern-day poskim think that the Bach's Svara makes a lot of sense. And Rav Vosner passing this way, I saw this in the name of Rav Yoshev, and Rav Adi Yosef passing this way, that it makes sense to assume that you're yotze, the basic obligation of having candles lit, but you're not yotze, the personal obligation of hodah, of Shas Anisim, and especially Shehechiyanu, and therefore you would make the brach of Shehechiyanu thereafter on a later night when you actually light for yourself. Certainly if the person lighting, let's say a shaliach, lit in his house, and then he's lighting again in your house, and he doesn't make brachos in your house, so then I would assume that everyone would say that you should say the brach of Shehechiyanu when you light this on the second night. But if that's not the case, and the person did make the brachos, so actually in a little bit of an open debate, that the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you would not say the Shehechiyanu, and nonetheless, there are numerous modern-day poskim who say that you would still say the Shehechiyanu on the second night. Please take a moment to put a few chairs up. Have a great day.